From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea websites restored following outage. And experimental Ebola and Marburg vaccines effective in clinical trials. I'm Bob Doty reporting from Washington. U.S. officials are refusing to confirm or deny whether the United States caused North Korea's internet to shut down. North Korea has regained partial internet access following a widespread outage that occurred Monday, days after the United States vowed to respond to a cyber attack on Sony Pictures that was blamed on Pyongyang. The U.S.-based internet monitoring company Dyn Research said the reason for the outage is not clear, but is consistent with a fragile network under external attack. The hackers call themselves the Guardians of Peace and warned there would be a bitter fate for anyone attending a showing of the movie The Interview, a fictional story about two journalists the CIA hires to kill North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Sony originally canceled the December 25th release of this satirical comedy, but now says the movie will open in a few independent theaters. Two experimental Ebola vaccines and one against the related Marburg virus have proven to be safe and effective in generating an immune response against the deadly infections. The findings are from the first vaccine trial against the microbes known as filoviruses in Africa. Study announcing the results conducted in Kampala, Uganda, is published in the journal The Lancet. The vaccines were given over the course of 2 months to a group of 108 healthy volunteers who were randomly assigned to receive either the Ebola vaccine, the Marburg vaccine, both compounds, or a placebo. This is VOA News. Ukraine took a further step towards seeking NATO membership Tuesday when the country's parliament overwhelmingly passed a law abolishing Kiev's neutral, non-aligned status. Lawmakers voted 303 to 8 to drop the status. Addressing a parliament session, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin said this step moves the country closer to NATO and opens new mechanisms and new forms of realizations of Ukraine's goals of effective internal policy. Speaking in support of revoking the non-aligned status, another member of parliament said that Ukraine's place is in Europe. Ukraine's place is in NATO. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says the country would plunge into a deep recession if the government abandoned its spending plans. Speaking in Moscow at a party meeting, Mr. Medvedev said the government will stay focused on its strategic aims and social spending to avoid the likelihood of sliding into recession. Mr. Medvedev blamed foreign sanctions, saying the country is worse than in the 2008 crisis because a number of countries are effectively hampering Russian development. Russia's economy is greatly affected by the steep oil price drop and is widely predicted to fall into recession next year. The U.S. economy grew at the fastest rate in 11 years during July, August, and September, expanding by 5%, which is much faster than first thought. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department showed a sharp increase in third-quarter gross domestic product, the sum of all the goods and services produced in the nation. Stronger consumer spending and business investment helped bolster growth. The flurry of mostly good economic news encouraged investors, and the KEIS Dow Stock Index rose above 18,000 for the first time. Top Afghan and U.S. generals have visited Pakistan amid heightened security concerns following last week's Taliban-led school massacre in Peshawar. Pakistan's Army Chief General Rahil Sharif addressed anti-terrorism efforts with Afghan General Shire Mohammad Karimi and U.S. General John Campbell, commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. And the international police agency Interpol says it has arrested an alleged ivory trafficker who had been on the run for months. The head of Interpol, Vitalis Okumu, said Tuesday officers apprehended Faisal Ali at a rental home in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Ali, a Kenyan national, was the Interpol most wanted list as a trafficker of ivory. Interpol says he is also alleged to be the head of an ivory smuggling ring. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.